Good afternoon from Top Third Ag Marketing. This is Chris Robinson in for Mark Gold with the closing grain comments for today, Wednesday, July 20th. New lows across the board in the grains. We'll begin with the summer corn down 4.25 cents, 3.44 at a quarter settlement. Low of the move, 3.41.5. When we accelerated through 3.50, all the markets moved lower at the 11:30 weather forecast. December wheat down 6.5 cents at 4.36 even, new low and for the move and low contract. November beans, a biggest story of the day. High of the day, 10.38.5. At 11:30, the weather forecast came out and we broke sharply. The low of the move, 10.04.5. We settled down 18.75 cents at 10.09 even. Change in the weather forecast. We went down to the 100-day moving average at 10.15. When that didn't hold, we saw some more accelerated selling. The next support level we're obviously going to be looking at is $10, the big psychological level. And below that, we've got a 200-day moving average down at 9.52. Certainly, these markets have been volatile, and I don't expect that to change. We've seen this before where we get oversold and then they change the weather forecast and we're 30, 40 higher. So moving forward, I would expect continued volatile trade. Today's low in November soybeans, that's the lowest we've been since the first week in May. Outside markets, new record highs and for the Dow and the S&P. The U.S. dollar moved to a new four-month high here today. That put pressure on all the commodities. The one lone bright spot in commodities, crude oil was able to come back and trade above $45 a barrel. That's a big support level that a lot of traders are looking at. But in the grains, it continues to be a weather market. We do have August options expiration on Friday. We could be set up for some fireworks there as we move forward. That's about it. If you're looking for help with your marketing, give us a call. 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a great night.